The British cellist Stephen Isserlis, along with his longtime music collaborator, Canadian pianist Connie Shee, will be finishing a 9-concert tour in Baltimore at the Shriver Hall Concert Series, the Piatigorsky Memorial Concert, and that is this Sunday. And it's a wide-ranging program, opening with the early 20th century Venezuelan French composer Ronaldo Hahn. There'll be contemporary British composer Thomas Addis, Schumann's Adagio and Allegro, and the second sonatas of Fauré and Brahms. And it is such a pleasure and privilege to have Stephen on the line. Thank you so much for making some time in this whistle-stop tour around the North American region.
It's a pleasure.
Ronaldo Hahn, am I right in thinking that his singing variations on an ancient air are neoclassical?
Yeah, I mean, it's based on a Baroque operatic aria. So in that way, yes, I mean, it's very much his own, very gentle. They're very short, about 5 or 6 minutes, just very gentle, sweet set of variations. And they're very charming, I think. Of course, poor Ronaldo Hahn is most known now for having been Marcel Proust's lover and then second known for his songs. But actually, his chamber music is wonderful, too, and a fascinating character.
I love the way that Thomas Addis describes composing as sculpting in air. And he's certainly very eclectic. So which Thomas Addis are we getting in these rediscovered places?
Well, we sort of get different Thomas Addis in every movement. He's so original, just so fizzing with ideas. And each movement, the four movements, each one is in a different style. The first one sort of is depicting water. And so it sort of goes from very placid and relaxed to quite stormy. And second one is mountain, or rather mountain climbers. And there it's a completely different musical language. It's much more discordant and crowded. But again, because his music always is so rooted in the past, it's actually a passacaglia. And the slow movement is very beautiful. Somebody described it as the most beautiful work for cello of the 21st century. It's called The Fields, and it's almost minimalist, but it's just very, very touching, really. And the last movement is outrageous. It's The Town, and it's Can-Can Macabre, and it's based on the Offenbach. But it's very different. It's outrageously difficult as well. At first, I thought it couldn't be played, but then when I realized if I didn't try, somebody else would play it, I knuckled down to it. I played it a lot with Tom himself, but I played it many more times with Connie, and we actually love doing it. And I'm very thrilled how audiences seem to love it.
I loved how you mentioned on your Twitter feed that Isai was asked by a friend after a long tour about why he was still rehearsing avidly, and he said it's essential, we have to keep it fresh. So how do you and Connie go about that?
Yeah, well, I felt slightly guilty as I read it, as I realised we'd just given a concert about maybe the third of the tour where we actually hadn't rehearsed at all. But yeah, we keep discussing. I wouldn't say we rehearse hard, because it's so tiring. There's so many days we've had to get up really early, travel, then play that night. But no, we discuss and we talk about things, how they could be better next time, and keep working. We certainly don't sort of let it become routine.
We are so looking forward to welcoming you back to Baltimore. British cellist Stephen Isserlis with Canadian pianist Connie Shee. This is at Shriver Hall this Sunday at 5:30. More details at shriverconcerts.org. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, and you.